Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
I love this. Got all three guys putting blindfolds on. Trying to see if Ian's cheating. Giving Ian the finger.
Just enjoying Prince.
All right, everybody blindfolded?
Yep, good to go.
All right, Carmen, bring our special guest, put them on that microphone. And you guys will be able to ask questions, try and guess who it is.
Okay. And do we just shout it out when we know?
No, say, I know.
All right.
And then I'll call on you.
Do we have to say it like that? I know.
I know.
I know who I've got, it is.
Don't make your blindfold fall off.
Who are you talking to, me?
No, Spanish.
Huh? I put my blindfold on. My blindfold is on tight and my eyes are closed. I really can't see, so nobody hit me.
All right, no, I'm not, but you're the guests are right between Ian and Galvin, so please try to describe your voice.
I smell like patchouli oil or something.
Okay, do you want to guess right now?
It is
Black people.
Like, wow, Scoob. It's Shaggy.
Not Shaggy.
No, okay.
Why don't you say hi, guest?
How you doing, guys?
Okay, anybody want to guess now?
It's Drew Garabo.
Nope, that is incorrect.
Oh, I was
supposed to say, I know.
I know.
Ian, any guesses?
I don't even know if it's a guy or girl. Just
okay, all right. Galvin, you want to ask a question?
Yes, have I met you before in person?
A few times.
Oh, okay. A few times. Are you...
Whoa. You want the
Ian
turn.
Okay,
Ian's turn.
All right, go ahead.
Ian?
Are you involved with music?
Never.
Okay. Spanish?
Have I met you before?
Yes.
All right, is it back to me?
Back to you, Galvin.
Are you considered famous?
I don't think so.
Well, you don't think so, or are you considered famous?
The answer would be yes.
Yes.
Are you local?
Yes.
What's your favorite color?
What would that, how is that going to help you?
All right, so I've met you before and you're famous.
And you like the color brown.
Are you really asking a question, Spanish? Come on, I'm taking this serious and I need another question.
Do you play sports?
Ah, good.
Used to.
Used to play sports.
Mm-hmm.
I've met you before.
I know who it is.
Okay. Are you guessing?
I mean, I can.
If you're wrong, you get tasered.
You know what? I'm okay with that because I was with him yesterday.
Oh.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, I know who it is, too. I know, too.
Go ahead.
Do me a favor. Do you know Spanish?
No.
Will you do me a favor? Come over here, please. Hold on 1 second. All right. I was writing it down blind.
To watch his smile on the face.
Just stay right there. Let me see, Galvin. Hold it up. That is correct. Galvin, yes. And Ian, remove your blindfold. The other person, Spanish, you remove your blindfold and slowly turn around.
Don't be scared.
Someone who said they could beat you up, Spanish.
Yeah, by the way, real quick, even blindfolded, I have a gorgeous handwriting. Look at that. I'd be totally fine if I was blind.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Martin Grammatic.
Hey!
Yes. Martin is here to beat up Spanish.
Yes.
Again?
Mm-hmm. What a disappointment for your fans, though.
All that build up.
No, that was good because Martin, I don't know if you realize the heat between you and Spanish since you threatened to beat up Spanish at the punch out is really growing. People want to see this now.
Yeah, I didn't realize a nice little text to you would blow up to this, but I've heard all the back, the trash talk from him. So now,
what?
I mean,
do you really think you could beat him up?
That I love you. Doesn't really mean anything, Spanish.
It's still I love you.
But the thing is here, you know, for me, I was talking to Ian about it yesterday. I don't think there's no win for me.
Well, what do you mean?
That's not true.
If I beat that's Spanish true. Up, then I'm supposed to beat him
Spanish
up.
Spanish is 2-0.
Spanish is the champ.
And he's got abs.
Yeah, which I believe Martin has abs. Not that I've seen him, but just looking at him.
But he's younger than you?
Right, that's what I was going to say.
He's beat two guys up?
Let me
you got the reputation as being you're a kicker. You can't do anything.
One guy, the other guy is nervous, Jared.
Yeah. That's what Ian says about
being a kicker, he's going to be substantially smaller than anybody else in the locker room. Okay, mm-hmm. That's just the way it goes.
But still bigger than Spanish.
He really dwarfs Spanish. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know he was that much bigger than Spanish because he doesn't represent like that in the locker room.
No.
Do we have any idea whether Martin can even throw a punch?
Well, I heard yesterday.
Is it kickboxing?
No, but I heard yesterday Martin used to train in jiu-jitsu.
Oh.
Black belt. Right.
Black belt.
Did they even get belts?
I don't know.
Not that would matter, though, because it's boxing.
I believe you.
But I heard you could fight, though.
Well, we used to have Thursday night fights in college, so.
Right.
It's a funny story. We had a running back that just kept running his mouth. We were best friends because I tore my ACL on a Wednesday. He tore his on a Thursday.
How adorable.
So, you know, we just training room buddies.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a year later, he's talking trash. So I'm like, okay, we drive to Walmart, buy some gloves, steal Vaseline from the training room mouthpieces, and we clear out his living room, and we go to town. But I thought it was going to be for fun, you know, and then he jazzed me in the nose. Which is the closest thing to him.
Yeah.
And my eyes got watery. I said, okay, now we're for real. So we went at it hard. So I got a draw to that. For me, it's a win. You know, kicker drawing
a running back.
Sure. Yeah. So that was it. Then I had one more fight. That's it. So that was my boxing career. So I'm not saying anything Spanish, but I'm not scared.
Well, I can tell you this. So Spanish is champ. He's 2-0. You know, he's younger and all that stuff. Like you said, so Martin, he's got, you know, kicker. You know, oh, you're a kicker, so don't touch a kicker. He's older, but I do know that Martin is always out there on the soccer field. He's got the cardio. He's always doing the Orange Theory thing and stuff. I mean, just looking at him, he looks in better shape than Spanish.
Both Spanish's wins were KOs, though.
Yes. Oh, I'm saying this is a good matchup. I like this.
Spanish has something else, too.
What's he got?
Me in his corner.
Oh.
That's right, Mr. Beckles.
Oh, listen to me. You know you're my boy. I was in his corner last fight.
That's right.
Well, if I jump to you, that wouldn't, you know what I'm
let
saying?
Let me just get a hold of my buddy Warren Sapp, then they will be close. If I can't lose with Sapp and Mike.
Listen, you know who's been boxing is Simeon Rice.
What?
So I want to fight Rondé. And Rondé keeps dugging me.
Rondé's not going to fight. He's not going to fight.
Why? Because he's afraid, right?
Because he's old and beat up, too.
He's younger than me.
Yeah, okay, but I just
said
football camp this weekend.
Yeah.
I feel like I got hit by a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Rondé doesn't
want to. Rondé's going to feel like he got hit by a truck, too, when we're done.
Rondé walks with a limp.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So he doesn't want to come.
And I'll punch a guy with a limp. Right? I don't care.
And swipe the leg.
So you're going on the record saying Rondé's afraid. I got it. That's cool.
So he wasn't.
Yeah. I was. What was I going to say before you admitted that Rondé was afraid?
What's his name?
Simeon.
So Pete tells me if Rondé won't do it, because we got the punch out coming up, and he goes, if Rondé won't do it, you should fight Simeon. I go, no, thank you.
Looks like an action figure.
Yeah. Oh, but I got to tell you, I watched Simeon box. He's not a very good boxer. He's in great shape.
Boxes with my guy, Paul Simpson. That's who he boxes with.
Yeah, but he's terrible.
Yeah, you don't want to fight Simeon Rice.
No, I don't want to, but I'm not nearly as afraid as I thought I would be with Simeon.
I'd be afraid to do anything with Simeon in the ring where you can't escape.
Yeah, that's true. So will you fight for charity? Will you fight... Spanish.
That's what I came here to say. Yes.
I just
need to know the date. Yes. I just to make sure it doesn't conflict.
I got the date.
If the date works, I'm in.
Okay. Right now, I'll tell you the tentative date, which I don't even know if I'm supposed to. I can't tell you where. I'll tell you the date. I can't tell you where it's gonna be.
All right.
Write it down.
After.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. He'll write it down and show
fine.
You.
That's fine.
I was gonna say, and I just got an offer because my boxing trainer, who's trained me for the past two punch outs, which I'm a winner as well. He's also good at kickboxing. So he said if you guys want to take it to the ground, he will help train Spanish in kickboxing.
Oh, boy. Listen,
I'd rather box, but...
Box.
You know,
I think boxing
my leg's
better.
Pretty wore out.
Yeah. I don't need you getting kicked by Martin.
Yeah.
look at their Spanish punched Nervous Jared in the belly. One shot took him. Nervous Jared fell to his knees.
But that was big Spanish. This is skinny Spanish against...
But it's ab Spanish.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing boxers, though.
No.
Yeah, I'll wear boxers.
And you got to understand, too, Martin existed in a world where there's just alpha males there. So even if you're a kicker, you're going to get chin-checked a little bit. You know what I mean? So you gotta be a little different.
Do you think that I could beat up Rondé Barber in a boxing match?
Would you invite me back if I say no?
Yes. Yes. I absolutely would.
I think you could.
How tall are you compared to Rondé?
I think we're about the same height.
Okay, I'm going to come over there and stand next to you.
Oh, man.
Before you make it.
Don't hit me, though.
No hitting
involved.
No hitting.
I just want you to just size-wise.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot.
I think you're going to have to hit me before I'm
going to
feel it.
Yeah,
Rondé.
Yeah, and I'm going.
Yeah, that's a whole.
I'm going with Mike.
I'm saying you can't compare my athleticism with Rondé's.
See, now, athleticism sometimes is overrated in certain sports.
Yep.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, because you can go in. If I go in with, let's use Rondé Barber since we're talking to him. I'm over 300 pounds, bro. So that's a lot.
If you tell me Rondé Barber has a suitcase with $10 million in it, and all I have to do is chase him and catch it, I lose that $10 million. There's nothing in me that makes you think, even for $10 million, I couldn't catch Rondé. But you put us in a little ring together.
I'm going to roughhouse him. I'll let you know. Like, once again, I'm talking, but I'm old. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
But back in the day when I was in my prime, he's not beating me. No way.
No.
You know how many people I think could have beat me? Like, weren't boxers? Nobody.
Wow. That's what I like, confidence.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't mean I'm going to beat everybody.
No, but you don't want to have it mentally.
Of course not.
Right.
No, mentally
this
I'm
all,
good.
By the way, I love Rondé. This all started because Galvin said I couldn't beat up Rondé.
Right. I just think Rondé can hit and move, and eventually... Right.
There's not that much room.
He can
also,
beat you in points.
Also, but it's not points. I'm going to knock him out. I'm going to knock his head off. It's not points. He can hit and move, but his hits aren't going to be very effective. I'm a massive. Look at the size of me next to Rondé. He's gonna hit me hard, and I'm not gonna feel it. I could take a punch. Plus, show my boxing skills, Joe. I'm a unbelievably fast boxer.
Okay, I changed my vote then.
and the thing is, especially
you're still welcome back.
Especially with two people that aren't boxers.
Yeah. Right.
Have you ever seen a fight with two people that aren't boxers that actually looks like boxing?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Not
so
at all.
It comes roughhousing.
Right.
So all of a sudden. It's in your court.
Yeah.
Okay. He's not gonna sit there and jab and move. He's not a boxer.
No. He's gonna try to get in. I'm gonna knock his block off.
You have to.
Look at that guy. Look at that guy. He's on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I picked the wrong guy. Sorry, Rondé.
Look at Sean, my trainer. He's about Rondé's size. Look at the two of us together. Yeah. What's gonna happen?
First of all, Rondé's not fighting anybody. He's just not.
There's nothing. Sean wears one of those body armor things. Oh, yeah. Like, and there are times where we do a combo where I punch him in the chest. Nothing's better than when you punch a man in the chest and he stumbles back a couple of feet. And you're like, all right,
this is the guy you're paying?
What you're saying?
Listen, I offered to fight you if Rondé backs out.
I told you.
I still think that'll be a great.
We want the gloves in here. Let's go.
I'm ready anytime. I'll go barefisted right now.
All
right. Let's go.
Go.
You know I'll do it.
Barefisted. You guys are going to go. I would love that. Be good. Facebook Live, baby.
I will.
Here.
Go viral. By the way, I just saw in the, with Pap, I didn't know you were that big.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Germany, like, you don't look like the same person. What was your top weight?
320. Yeah.
Wow. And what are you now?
I don't even know.
65?
Less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He
worked his ass off.
He was swole back in the day.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's inspirational. It's good.
I went to his apartment when he lived by himself before he was married, and he just had on this counter in his kitchen, no BS, just Domino's pizza boxes to the ceiling.
And cheese puffs.
Just, I mean, that's all it was. It looked like he worked there and he stole a whole column.
I was storing my clothes in them.
In addition to talking about kicking your ass, Martin's here to talk about his football camp that's coming up. Right, what do you got, kicking camp?
Yeah, I'm going to do a little kicking camp the 8th and 9th and then the 29th and 30th. So it's
where?
It's in Collier in 54.
That's right by me.
Yeah, close to your house. You want to come
out? At the...
By the YMCA?
Yeah, dude, what a great complex they have over there.
Beautiful fields there. So
I know, when I was a kid, I never had anything like that. Like, you can go... over there and take karate lessons. They got a full swimming pool over there, and that's where my son played Little League. I just think that's such a great facility, and to have in Atlanta Lakes for me is great.
Well, it's a skate park, too. I'm a skate park
over there, tennis courts.
I coached there at West Pasco, which had partnered up with that park, so they let me use the park for the summer. So I'm
going to
be doing both camps there, and also it benefits our foundation. So I'm excited about it. you know, once I started coaching soccer, I never really focused on football, but the new club asked me to help, you know, just do something different to promote the club and also promote the foundation. So figured to do a kicking camp. My brothers will come out and help, and
yeah,
it should be fun. I'm excited.
Because if you're a kid, it's like, look, I know I'm not going to make it in the NFL as far as my size or whatever, but I've been playing soccer. I got a pretty strong leg. Now's the time to see if you got some talent there.
And by the way, soccer's a great sport, okay? I didn't play it. I'm not built for it.
Right.
But if you really think about it, if you're in high school, you play soccer, that's great. But if you're the kicker on a football team, you're going to get so much more tail.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So much more tail, which is the most important equation in
high school.
Ever.
Yeah. That's true. You ever see Martine's wife? He ain't getting there without the NFL.
Actually, Martine is a gorgeous wife, but I think his young kid was better looking. Like, I saw his kid. I go, look how good. I'm not trying to be funny now.
No.
His kid has the best hair
I've ever
seen. Like, I said to him, I go, dude.
That's his hair, though.
Okay, I understand that. Yeah. But, like, that kid's going to be slaying.
Yeah.
Is he 12 yet?
11 and 9.
It's about to get ugly.
I think the 9-year-old's got that brain, though, that he's... You know when you said you figured out your son was going in the right direction?
Yeah.
I figured mine 5 years ago.
Oh, he just knew. Like, I knew when I looked at my son and that he liked women, I knew it. I saw it. Yeah. And he saw it a little earlier, I guess.
How do you know? Like, I didn't know. I tell this joke because it's true, though. My son, when he was, like, 5, maybe, was watching Glee. You know, Glee was on, and they had two guys started making out on Glee, and I saw him watching like this. He was just watching. I stared at him.
Yeah, it's like, oof.
And he looks at me and he goes, Daddy, those two boys just got almost excited. He's like, those two boys just kissed. And I went, well, how do I answer this?
Yeah,
whatever I say now is going to affect his future. And I looked at him and I go, yeah, son, just like out of the TV, yeah, son. Sometimes boys love each other and they kiss. And he goes, oh. And he turned and went back to her and I went, ooh.
But that becomes option then.
Then he goes, gross.
That's what he said?
I remember, and I went, it's not gross, but high five. I get you.
I remember my son was maybe 13, 14 or something. I was going fishing with my boy Rob Silo, who owns Losas, and he has a gorgeous, which is his wife now, and she comes out from the bedroom, and she has like a little tank top and little shorts on, and she stands by the window, and the light's coming through the window, and my son's sitting beside me, and it's pretty... visual.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I look at my son and he didn't even see me looking at him and I was right beside him. And he was so zoned in on her. And I looked at him, I go, You're on our team.
Yeah, I know what you're into.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. And I got my daughter, who's 4, who's so obsessed with this this cartoon from England, Hard Henry. And she loves this character, Ralph. And I can't tell if she has a crush on him or she wants to be him. So she tells everybody, my name is Ralph. And I'm a boy, and my name is Ralph. So the other day, she went to the doctor, and she said, tell the doctor I'm a boy, and my name is Ralph. And I'm like, someone gender fluid at a young age. So I don't know if this is a sign of things to come or if she's just going through a little bit of a phase.
It's
right
still
now.
Scary a little bit, isn't it?
I'll be honest with you. I'm totally being honest, whereas I don't, as long as my kids are happy, that's all I care about. The only reason why I wouldn't want them to have an alternative lifestyle is because I don't want them to deal with all the crap that those poor people have to deal with. Other than that, I don't care about having grandkids or any of that stuff. I just want my kids to be happy. That's all I care about.
It's like when I watch the little people shows.
Yeah.
Right? I love them.
Yeah. You want to rescue them and keep them all.
Is that how you feel now between me and Spanish?
Yeah, something like that. But what's amazing is it's not the worst thing in the world to be a little person.
Right.
But the little people don't want to have little babies.
Yeah. They don't want to have to go through the same thing.
Sure. It's not so bad. It's not that rough.
Listen. What would you rather have, a gay kid or a midget?
It's a great question. I would say a gay kid.
I'm gonna say midget because I'm almost there. So
you'd rather have the midget than you'd rather have the gay kid.
I would say gay kid.
Yeah, I think so too because midgets, man,
they suffer, bro. They go
midgets are
lot,
different.
They go through a lot physically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Health wise and height wise, and they really can't live a normal life.
They can't get anything.
Yeah, who you're having sex with really doesn't determine how your life's gonna be.
No, but a lot of them have a lot of sex though.
Midgets?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you find another one?
Yeah, but I wanted to have a lot of sex back in the day. It didn't work out that way.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's kind of like that scene in with Matthew McConaughey in that AIDS movie. Once you find somebody else with AIDS, you're like, let's just do it. We're the only ones who can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Make sure you both have AIDS.
Right.
Do it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You find another one with AIDS, and you don't even care what they look like. You just finally, we could have sex with each
Sounds
other.
Sounds like a really depressing movie.
I would just, if I was a midget, I would go to a place where girls have their bachelorette parties all the time. Because you know that one
of them.
One of them would be like, oh, I'm going to do it. It's a bachelorette party. I'm going to do this midget. And I'd be like, yep, I'll be here next Tuesday as well. I know what's up.
Oh, man. Martin Grammatica has a football camp. It's in Land O'Lakes, Lutz area, Collier and 54. How do they get a hold of it if they want to go?
They can go on our website, grammaticafamilyfoundation.org, or westpascosoccer.com.
I'm telling you, great facility, and if you're going to... if you got a kid that may potentially want to be a kicker, there's nobody better to learn from than the Grammatica family.
Definitely.
You're the Willendas of kicking. If I was going to be on a tightrope, I go to the Willendas.
Absolutely.
If I want to kick, I'm going to go to the Grammaticas.
And are you good for that date?
I got to look at the soccer schedule, but for us, sounds pretty good.
I mean, it'll be a night.
It's a
night.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Yeah, don't say the thing, though.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to say the date, but it's a Friday. I think we're pretty good.
Friday.
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 Friday. Friday.
You can't start it and then not do it.
I'm just saying, we got time. I got to take a break and come back. Martin Grammatica and Spanish, the first fight announced for Punch Out number 3.
By the way, good voice. Good voice like when you came in. Yeah, I was like,
I had no idea.
What is that? I don't know.
That was my kicker voice.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.